News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The number of super rich people in Ireland has doubled in the last 5 years. There's now nigh on 2,000 people in the country who have a net worth of 20 million euro or more. And this is leading to calls for the potential of introduction of a wealth tax. One of those who thinks it might be a good idea is Suzanne Rogers, who's research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland. Suzanne, how exactly would a wealth tax work?
I suppose, firstly, I was just thinking when you were introducing that, I wish you were ringing me to ask me how I felt as a super high net worth individual, how I felt about a wealth tax, but unfortunately not. It's an ongoing conversation. It's a really interesting conversation, as you said, in light of the fact that more and more people are becoming rich, super rich, ultra high net worth individuals. It's a conversation that Ireland really needs to have because we need to increase our tax take, we need to broaden our tax break, and a wealth tax would be definitely part of that. But it does need to be well designed, it does need to be well thought out.
What are you taxing? Is it the person's assets?
Well, see, this is it, you see. This is the thing. I think that's probably the first question is, like, what are we classing as wealth? So what you can see from figures from the central bank is that as your wealth increases, it moves away from assets like your family home and much more into stocks and shares. And obviously income inequality is different to wealth inequality. So there will have to be, again, a really, really big conversation about what are we classing as wealth? You know, is it pictures, is it jewelry, is it Louis Vuitton handbags? And if so, how do you actually quantify that and how do you tax that? I think what a really interesting conversation could be about the transfer of wealth. Do you maybe tax it when it's transferred? Is that a cleaner and easier way to do it? But ultimately as well, I think it isn't going to be the panacea we think it is.
But if you separate the two, Suzanne, I mean, we already do the latter. I mean, there's arguments as to how much we should do it, but there is already an inheritance tax in the system. The actual application of a wealth tax, though, those questions that you are raising, surely that's the problem. Once you get into it, it becomes A, extremely difficult to implement, and B, it incentivizes unpredictable action. So if you decide, well, farms aren't subject to it, well, suddenly everybody who has 20 million or more decides they want to be a farmer.
Well, we saw that, I think, in the UK as well with the exemptions. So that's it. Like, it needs to be really, really clearly done. And I think you probably wouldn't really need to remove a lot of your exemptions. So that would be a very kind of clear thing. So if you sort of said, right, everybody with assets over the value of 3 million, say, that they would pay maybe only 1% on the rest of it. So again, even if you brought it in quite low, that you would still be able to look at that, because you're right, it doesn't need to be administratively heavy either. But like that, if you brought in, something simple as that, to sort of say, okay, well, your net wealth is when you say, okay, between what you have in your savings, what you have in your investment, maybe the value of properties that aren't your principal private residence. So you could easily look at it that way, because as we've said, like, people are getting more and more wealthy. And I think economists might argue for a trickle down approach to wealth. But actually what we're seeing is it's moving upwards, you know, that people with wealth accumulate more wealth all of the time.
Well, so what about the worry then that you end up disincentivizing positive behaviors? Because if you take one hugely wealthy individual in the form of Michael O'Leary, the vast bulk of his wealth derives from his shareholding in Ryanair. The shareholding in Ryanair is valuable because of what he did in Ryanair. And the end result has been hugely valuable in terms of broader tax take into Ireland and the aviation industry as a whole. And the risk is you tax him too much. He says, well, do you know what? I'm away to Monaco.
I don't think that wealth flight conversation, I don't think it warrants the same. Like, again, there was a huge, huge, huge conversation in the UK about that after that they changed inheritance tax recently. And they haven't seen, and again, the non-dom situation, they haven't seen the wealth flight that they thought. There's conversations now in New York, if Mondami puts in a second home tax, that again, they're arguing about kind of a wealth flight. I don't see that happening somehow, because if somebody has 20 or 30 million in their assets and they're being asked to pay a couple of hundred thousand extra as part of their tax package, I wouldn't see that as being enough to move somebody. That would really suggest that somebody is only interested in their bank balance. They're not really interested where their kids are going to school. But I don't even think it would disincentivize poor behavior. Like, we have this opposite conversation maybe when it comes to social welfare, that if we set social welfare rates at certain height, none of us will ever go to work. We like nice things.
But we've
things.
Already, we've a lot of people with private jets in the country, Suzanne, who spent 182 days out of the country so that they were able to avoid tax, who had more than enough money to be able to stay here and put their kids through school here if they wanted, and they chose to become tax exiles under our current system.
I mean, hopefully that the European system and the worldwide system, they are looking at that. United Nations is looking at this. The European Commission is looking at this, or the Parliament is looking at this, to look exactly at that and say, okay, well, you know, in terms of fairness, if you are somebody who has trillions or billions of dollars, you know, and you're not paying tax anywhere, they are benefiting from systems in other places. They're benefiting from, you know, clean airports, they're benefiting from nice schools, all of that kind of thing. I don't think it's going to disincentivize people wanting to be super, super rich.
Suzanne, thank you very much. Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst at Social Justice Ireland. Back with an update on The Commute after this.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.